Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The other day I talked about Barack Obama's policy with Iran. And, of course, he didn't start all this nonsense with Iran. He did what he, you know, he inherited some stuff. Iran began back in the 80s. Barack Obama was a student. So it certainly didn't involve him then. But his policies put Iranians' terror regime on steroids. And back at the, in the day when Trump was president, he didn't mince words. He said Obama is to blame for Iran's extended reign of terror. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to talk about this attack on Israel some more, but I also want to cover some other things today because we've been talking about the attack for a while, and we're going to, and we're going to be talking about Israel retaliating for quite some time, and you're going to watch things shift as Israel starts to, you know, weigh what to do, and if they don't do it fast, then it's going to lose its steam. It's like what happened with 9/11 here in America. Once they attacked on 9/12, we were all, 93% of Americans were like, go get them. We haven't had that kind of solidarity in my lifetime, and we haven't had it since. We wanted them. The Kevin Jackson Network is going to tell you all about it. 844-551-8255. So we were solid on it. We knew what we wanted, but then it started to wane. It started to wane. The longer it takes, the farther left gets away from the idea of who did it. And suddenly, it became taboo to even mention that it was Muslims. And, you know, because the money started to flow. All the Muslim big shots, the guys that have $500 billion sitting in their war chest started lobbying and saying, don't blame the Muslims, don't make it there. And look, I'm not, is it the religion of peace? Certainly they got a lot of radicals, but there's also a lot of good people who are Muslims. I don't think that they're all bad by any stretch of the imagination. But they did a campaign to where it became taboo to even mention anything about them. And here's my thing about Islam. If you can't criticize a religion without somebody, you know, I'll take you out. You know, we're going to kill you if you criticize our religion. And you breed that type of fanaticism, it makes me wonder. Anyway, Trump wasn't afraid to attack Barack Obama on his policies. And at the time, I want to walk you through some of them. And this was 2011, because in that year, under the watchful eye of Barack Obama, Iran captured an American drone. They then publicly displayed this drone like an ISIS video, like they were going to cut the head off the drone. I remember seeing all these Iranians around the drone as it was sitting at the head, you know, at the feet of the person who was doing all the talking. And here's what the Christian Science Monitor wrote at the time. Hours after Iran State TV displayed the cream-colored American Batwing RQ-170 Sentinel drone, its undercarriage hidden by banners of a U.S. flag with stars replaced by skulls and marked with U.S. with anti-U.S. slogans, Iranian officials said the spy craft was proof of enduring U.S. hostility towards Iran. Iran will target all U.S. military bases around the world. In case of further violations, warned conservative lawmaker Mohammad Kasari. Iran's response would be terrifying. Are we starting to see that? U.S. officials confirmed with high confidence that the drone displayed by Iran is almost certainly the one reported lost by U.S. forces in Afghanistan the previous week. And it was on an intelligence mission to hunt evidence in Iran of nuclear weapons work. Yep. We posted a picture of it and everything and showed it. It was amazing. Dick Cheney, who was former VP at the time, he criticized Obama's decision on a drone, saying that after it went down, he should have ordered an airstrike. The right response to that would have been to go in immediately when it had gone down and destroy it. You can do that from the air and, in effect, make it impossible for them to benefit from having captured the drone. But you know what Barack Obama did? He let them capture it and get the technology. We played the clip the other day. The Iranian said, "We think we can now build it." This was a super secret spy drone that, in about, just so you guys know, it was built like a stealth fighter. It's stealth technology. It was everything we're supposed to have. It should have had a self-destruct button. But the thing was completely intact, as if it were landed by a pilot. No exaggeration. So, it amazes me. And then what about when the Iranian army, military, their navy, captured the U.S. Navy? Do you remember that? Here's what CNN reported. Despite 10 American sailors being in Iranian custody, Obama stuck to the State of the Union script Tuesday night. He made no mention of the incident, instead touting his nuclear deal with Iran. "We built a global coalition with sanctions and principled diplomacy to prevent a nuclear-armed Iran. And as we speak, Iran has rolled back its nuclear program, shipped out its uranium stockpile, and the world has avoided another war." That's the only mention that he gave of Iran during that time. And hours earlier, he'd been alerted that sailors were being held in Iran after two small U.S. naval craft entered Iranian waters. John McCain, who was Arizona senator at the time, he blasted the speech for not including any of the reference. And he says 10 American sailors have been taken into custody in Iran. And Obama completely omitted this latest example of Iran's provocative behavior so as not to interfere with his delusional talking points about his dangerous nuclear deal with Iran. Now, this is one of these times when John McCain was actually acting sane. McCarthy said, he was House Majority Leader at the time, "I was very concerned that he's missing where the challenge of the world is with security. He sits and talks positively about Iran after they just took 10 Navy sailors. Both instances, Iran is mocking Obama. And that's not even a half of it." We're going to be talking about Trump's policy and a bunch of other stuff today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I keep talking about this difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and the difference between Donald Trump and Barack Obama, the difference between leftism and conservative values, conservative principles. And it couldn't be more clear than the world that we live in right now. The dual system of justice that rewards criminals. Hunter Biden. I'm not guilty. I know I had a gun. I know I shouldn't have bought a gun. I know I'm a drug addict. I know I lied on my form. So what? Hillary Clinton, liar. Started all the Russian collusion stuff. Gets a slap on the wrist. Nobody says a word. Adam Schiff, lie. I got proof Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Nothing. Donald Trump gets, they try to impeach him twice over BS that who did it? Joe Biden actually did everything they accused Trump of. Not a single bit of leftism. The left is going, oh, let's impeach him. It's not about right and wrong. It's political ideology. They draw their lines. I don't draw lines. If Trump had done what they said he did, if Trump did what Biden did, I would be all over his big old buttocks. That's what I would be. And so would you. But they draw lines. It's like when somebody says, my kids would never do that, and you go, we got your kid on video shoplifting. My kid doesn't shoplift. Let me show you the video. That doesn't look like my kid. Yeah, you can see there. We checked his ID. We checked the credit card. We checked this. We know he got into his car. We tracked him to your house. That's not my kid, but let it be your kid. Throw the book at him. That's what leftism is about. It's selective. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I want to remind you of Donald Trump's economic plan in Iran. Because what happened was Iran had been playing shenanigans, doing all kinds of crazy nonsense under O'Biden. Trump took over, and the shooting down of the drone occurred, right? Somebody said it was a setup. But Democrats had hoped that Trump would overreact and blast Iran in the next week. But he sniffed out the ruse, and instead he provided a measured response. They wanted him to be the warmonger. Now keep in mind, this is the guy that eventually got us out of Afghanistan, or was in the process. Had he gotten his second term, it would have been a done deal, and we would have gotten out, and it wouldn't have been like Joe Biden did it. It wouldn't have been a debacle. This is the man that said, we're not fighting your wars anymore. America is not the police of the world. This is the man that said NATO is going to live up to its creed, and you're going to pay your fair share, and the United Nations is going to do the same thing, and you're going to start stopping wars as opposed to starting them. And he went on, we're not building a military-industrial complex. We're going to build a manufacturing society that funds itself with great ideas. And he was living up to all of that. And the system didn't want it. It was broken. It said, you can't come in here and do all this, man. It's like a union job where you come in and actually want to work. And the guys come up to you and say, hey, look, dude, you're making us look bad. We don't work like that. That's what Trump did. What would Obama have done if... during the time when Trump was being egged on by the left to bomb Iran, Obama would have sent him billions of more dollars in the middle of the night, and he would have been praised to high heaven. And if Trump were dealing with sane people at the time, they would have lauded his response. The fact that Trump chose not to kill 150 people because the generals in America speculated that's what he was going to do. We had an opportunity to bomb people, and Trump said nope, because the possibility to injure more people, he said, was not going to happen on his watch. He made a presidential decision. But the lunatic leftist friends were like, well, why don't you bomb him? They were literally goading this man at the time to bomb him. Some, in effect, I mean, they didn't say it outright, but they were calling him chicken for not attacking Iran. Democrats attacked him and accused him of being a warmonger for not going to war. And how's that for irony? Because the Democrats wanted Trump to go to war. The intelligence apparatus in the military wanted Trump to do the wrong thing, and an attack would have brought an attack on Trump. And Democrats would have sided with Iran. And you can bet, folks, the media would have stood ready to show the carnage. I wouldn't even be surprised if CNN had war correspondents on the ground at the time with pre-staged bodies covered in bloody sheets. Yep. And I remember at the time asking myself, I wonder if we could track the movement of the people that do makeup and stuff for Hollywood, because I bet you a bunch of them were on planes headed to Iran waiting for Donald Trump to bomb this area where we knew this general was. But Trump didn't bite. That was where I was like, man, that's impressive. I tell you, I don't like Trump on his COVID policy. But on that, he sniffed it out. And instead, you know what he did? You probably don't remember this. He launched a cyber attack. He shut down all of Iran's missile systems. What a lesson. Wow. Essentially, Trump's message was, if we want to attack you, you won't even have the ability to defend yourself. But he went further. And here's what Fox News reported at the time. They said, President Trump struck back Monday at Iran by issuing hard-hitting financial sanctions against Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and his associates. Today's actions follows a series of aggressive behaviors by the Iranian regime in recent weeks, including shooting down a U.S. drone, calling Khamenei responsible for the hostile conduct of the regime. Trump said the sanctions will deny the Supreme Leader and the Supreme Leader's office and those closely associated with him and the office access to key financial resources and support. Speaking to reporters in the White House briefing room, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the sanctions locked up literally billions of dollars of more assets. I want you to show you the difference between what one guy does and another. Donald Trump says, I'll freeze your assets. You know what Barack Obama did? He sent them assets. Sent them billions of dollars in the middle of the night on pallets. Cash in multiple currencies. Why would you pay in multiple currencies? Why would you pay, not just simply pay in dollars? You want to know why? Because he knew Iran wanted to send that money to Germany, to Spain, to Portugal, to France, to everywhere. All over the world. And they would have the currency they needed to start spreading terror. So they did something else that was very, very inventive. They said, the Treasury Department said, any foreign financial institution that knowingly facilitates a significant financial transaction for entities designated under this executive order will be cut off from the U.S. financial system. That is the biggest punishment you can have in the world, to lose access to us. And Donald Trump knew it then, and he knows it now. And it would be a very different response from Trump under the circumstances of the day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. cannot confirm the exact number of Americans that are being held by Hamas after their attack on Israel. Congressional Republicans are increasingly optimistic they will select a new speaker today even. Representative Mike McCaul of Texas says it must be done quickly because of the situation in Israel. Strikes continue across the country with the United Auto Workers strike in its 27th day. An Anderson Economic Group has found the dispute has cost that industry $5.5 billion since the strike began. Layoffs looming in the coal industry, projected closures could result in nearly 1 million job losses by the year 2050, with about 500,000 of them occurring by 2035. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Iran is thumbing its nose at the Biden administration, and rightfully so. They did it to Barack Obama, and then Trump put him in check. And then as soon as the coup occurred, Iran said, this is our time to shine, and they've done the same thing with Joe Biden. And who knows what compromises they have of Joe Biden, to be honest with you. We'll never know. But I think he's compromised. I think Iran knows it. I think they have the data. I think they're saying, bring it. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I said it when Trump got into office. I'll say it 1,000 times. He knew how to negotiate because he knew the power of America's economic system. How many times has Trump acted with America's economic power to prove that he knows how to fight and win wars? Trump's way of preventing war was to say, if you want access to America in any way, shape, or form, you want to do trade with us, you want to send your kids over here to go to school, you want to come over here for tourism, etc. If you want to do business with us, you're gonna be a good citizen of the world. Because we don't need you. We only want to work with good people that have the best interests in mind. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't be self-interested. You shouldn't be self-interested, self-serving for your own country. Make Poland great again. I remember when he went to Poland and says, look, this isn't a competition between make America great again and make Poland great again. Do what you can to make your country better. And we'll all figure out how to work together the best way. It's like if certain spices come from whatever, then we'll get your spices and you'll get our rubber or you'll get our titanium or our cobalt or whatever it may be. But be your best. And that way you don't have to envy anybody. If you're a little country and your best is oil or your best is soybeans or whatever it may be the best at it. When I was in Singapore, I will never forget people there just, we're Singaporeans, we're the best. We have the best airlines, we have the best this, we have the best that. And I would think to myself, well, we seem to think the same thing in America, but you know what? If you feel that way about who you are and I'm in your place, let's pretend that you have the best. Which I will admit, Singapore Airlines may just very well be the best. But America's got a lot more to be the best of than Singapore. So, you know what? Enjoy your best, Singapore. We'll be our best. And we'll agree that when we visit each other, we'll be cordial and we'll enjoy your best, you enjoy our best, and everybody will be happy. Anyway, Trump knew if you wanted to fight Iran, you weaken their infrastructure. Get them fighting each other. And that's what he did. The entire time of his presidency, he got them fighting each other. I love studying that Iran at the time because I would go to a big event every year in Paris, that was put on by Iranian expatriates who wanted their country back. They wanted their homeland back. They were from the Shah era, and they grew up there, and they were ostracized, kicked out of the country, many running for their lives. And I documented the situation. I said, in all, during this particular period, there were over 142 protests in cities across Iran. And even more shocking, the protests happened in every single Iranian province. Think about America, where you say, oh, there's something that happened and there was a protest. Well, it might be a protest in Philadelphia or, you know, in Pittsburgh, or it may be in Baltimore and L.A. and a few other places. But it was rarely across the country, in every state. Even when it was like a George Floyd nonsense, it was rarely across everything. Yeah, it did bring national attention, but it wasn't like this. This was protests in every province. 8,000 Iranians were arrested during that time, with estimates of about 50 being killed by the regime. Then in February of 2018, in the southwest region of Iran, Arabs protested about the regime, and although the protests got stamped out, they didn't stop the additional protests. In fact, only a month later, in March of that year, farmers in Isfahan protested over, you ready for this? Water. Essentially, water that had flowed to these farmers for generations had been dammed by the leftists, put in power by the mullahs, and the water was diverted to the Republican Guard. So Iran's largest salt lake dried to 5% of its previous level. Now, they use desalination and things like that, in case you're wondering. But the point I'm making is these guys can make wholesale changes and do whatever they wanted. And the people were revolting. So I was looking at the financial aspects of it, the impact. And a restaurant had recently advertised to hire dishwashers. This was during the period that I'm talking about, 2018. And with unemployment over 35% with kids under 30 years of age in Iran, 150 people applied to a job as a dishwasher. But that wasn't the surprising part. What was the most surprising part was who applied. 30 of the applicants for dishwasher held PhDs. But what was even more telling about Iranian, the situation there, was the economy. And this is where I go back to, look at Trump's policies in Iran versus Obama's versus Joe Biden's, and it is a clear distinction. Obama and Biden had the same policy of appeasement, policy. They both just got snowed by the Iranians. Who gives a terror organization billions of dollars and then tries to convince the people that paid the bill with that was Iran's own money? No, it wasn't. Don't believe that. We paid the bill. So we pay the bill only to get killed in Hamas attacks in Israel, only to get people shouting death to America. Anyway, back in 2018, there was a time when an Iranian rial traded at about 35,000 to 1 U.S. And not long after that, the currency valued around 60,000 to $1 U.S. So it's not quite double, but it's almost, or lost half its value. But then the value of the rial went daily from 60,000 to 70,000 to 80,000. It went up to 100,000 to one U.S. dollar, which means it was worth one third what it was before Donald Trump took office. Over a 4-month period, the Iranian currency lost over 65% of its value, most of the devaluation covering a 2-week period. In other words, during that 2 weeks, that currency went to crap. Now, it settled, but it wasn't fully recovered. I don't know where it is right now, but I'll make you a bet. I'll bet you money, compared to when Donald Trump was in office to now, the real is much more recovered. It's probably, it could be back to where it was, if not better. But Donald Trump had that economy spiraling to where people were going to revolt against the mullahs. And somehow we managed to ruin it by letting Donald Trump get taken out in a coup. So that was just one of the things that, you know, one of the areas where I was talking about the difference between Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. And I always tell people, I don't consider the Joe Biden administration the third term of Barack Obama. A lot of people do. And there are people that go, well, Barack Obama's pulling the strings. Barack Obama doesn't have the ability to pull the strings. He just doesn't. But it does look like a third term, not because it's Obama pulling the strings, but because we've reverted right back to leftism. And you're seeing the outcome. But there's good news. And the good news is, the people looking at this stuff, the people who matter, that are watching this, are seeing that they have done nothing except weaken the left, and they provided a platform of strength for the Republicans. But not just any Republican. That Republican has to have somebody that has a track record. I want you to understand, Donald Trump can run on, he can make a commercial right now and says, look at my record with Iran, and oh, look at Ron DeSantis' record with him. Look at Nikki Haley's record with them. They don't have a record. Donald Trump has a record, and it is a good record. Donald Trump can say, look at my record with Russia. Look at the Russian economy under Trump, and look at it under Biden. Look at it under Obama. Look at China. These have become, and always will be, our biggest problems, despite John Kerry and others that say it's either global climate change or MAGA white males that are the biggest existential threat. But we're seeing what really is. And everything these guys do are bolstering Trump's stance and why he should be president again and not get cheated.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Truth is, we will not know the impact of Joe Biden and the damage that he's done to America for quite some time. I mean, we can see the part that we see, but we don't know what this man has done. It's ugly. I'm reading this from the Manhattan Press, and the question they ask in this article is, is Hamas in New York City? So look at the border. And I don't know if you watch many shows about human trafficking and what happens at the border, terrorists that have gotten in here and stuff, but it's a legitimate question. Is Hamas in New York City. Is Hamas in a city near you? And the short answer is yes. Sun Tzu says, this article reads, the art of war teaches us to rely not on the likelihood of the enemy not coming, but on your own readiness to receive him. Not on the chance of his not acting, but rather on the fact that we have made our position unassailable. Israel, weak and divided, distracted over judicial reform, and woke insanity that corrodes the brain, was infiltrated by Hamas. Via land, sea, and air, coordinated military attacks resulted in the slaughter and rape of grandmothers, women, and children. It was live-streamed by the barbarians. Palestinian militants fired at least 2,200 rockets towards Israel. So far, over 250 Israelis have been killed, 1,590 wounded, and civilians and soldiers are being held hostage by savages in Gaza. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, look at Israel. Look at what they've gone through. Look at this country that whose clandestine services, whose FBI, if you will, and CIA was on par with the best in the world, and they led a bunch of ragtag group of Arab extremists essentially rain terror on their country, wounding what will soon be thousands. It's just insane. They go on. They make a parallel. America, weak and divided, paralyzed by a phantom government's total repudiation of its citizens and rule of law, has set the stage for carnage. Our supreme leader seemingly doesn't recognize our borders. It's as if we are no longer America. And it's unclear why we're paying taxes other than to fund our own demise. But one thing is clear. Of the millions of illegal immigrants, our government won't even count, and estimates range from 3.5 million to 12 million that have come to America via land, sea, and air. They haven't been vetted. They haven't been vetted intentionally. How long until Hamas slaughters and rapes American women and children? We must assume that at least some of its members are here. Hamas is serious. America's not. Israel's intelligence services are regarded as the most capable in the world, and they were field stripped. What's going on here in America? We have frauds that ran as Democrats acting like recruitment officers for Hamas. Speaking of which, in New York City, home to 1,728,000 Jews, highest number outside of Israel, there's going to be a rally. New York City Democratic Socialists of America are coming out in solidarity with the Palestinian people and their right to resist 75 years of occupation and apartheid. Note to DSA, that's the Democratic Socialists of America, there's no such place as Palestine. Are the DSA ghouls looking to wage war? Attendees are advised to cover your face and others, mask up. Don't post pics of yourself and others during a protest. Don't discuss stuff that may or may not have happened. Just don't. Finally, give someone not going your legal info in case you're arrested. DSA is fearlessly courting trouble. These guys are saying, by the way, exactly what I've been saying most of the day. They said, perhaps if the FBI isn't busy going after concerned moms labeled by Democrats as domestic terrorists, ironic as we might have real terrorists, Hamas, at tomorrow's DSA get-together. Some agents should go and put attendees on the terror watch list. Don't be surprised if there's no FBI presence at that event. They go on to say this. New York State has a total of 8 DSA elected officials. These people serve in the Assembly and the Senate more than any other state in the country. These are Democratic Socialists of America. They've been elected to public office. The newbies are Kristen Gonzalez, 27-year-old Queens-born community organizer, and Sarahana Sharifa, a Nepali immigrant and climate warrior in the Hudson Valley. Then there's Julia Salazar, Jabari Brisport, Marcella Mittains, Emily Gallagher, Zohran Madani, Farah Soufiane Forrest. Rounding off this grotesque group is Congresswoman AOC and moron fire alarmist enthusiast Jamal Bowman, who you've heard me talk about, the alarm puller. These are people that are happily ready to display themselves as socialists. They don't care. Did you know it? So what did you know it? They go on. There are other pro-Hamas celebrations going on in America. These occurred on October the 8th. Tampa's Florida's contingent of Jews, America, of Jew, America, gay, women, Hindu, Christian, dog, music, religious freedom haters are getting together to defend the heroic Palestinian resistance. Jew-hating, American-hating, gay-hating, women-hating, etc. Tampa supports Palestinian liberation and return by any means necessary. That's what they put on their flyer. The guy writes, any means necessary? FBI, if you have a minute. Will there be any FBI at these rallies? Probably not. I remember we saw a story, it's been a while ago, and you guys should research it, but James Comey said this, in every state in the union, there's a terror cell in America. You remember that? Every state in America has a terror cell. This is the guy that's over the FBI. Now, I don't want to tell them how to do their job. But maybe you could track the traffic going in and out. Maybe you could track packages. I don't know what they're doing, but here's what I do know. If you're coming to school board meetings and you're messing with parents, it's a misuse of resources. Unless your agenda is something very different than what I thought. It's a scary time for honorable citizens in America because these people don't seem to care. The FBI doesn't want to protect us. The agencies that are set up to protect us don't, okay, give a crap. My producer pulled up the map, these terror cells, and I'm looking here, and it's interesting because they have radical activities, and there are purple little stickies in the map, and there's quite a few of them, and then there's court cases, and then there's mosque. Where are the mosque? Radical activities, etc. So, there's quite a few. Not in every state, but I do remember Comey making that statement. That there is a radical, he didn't say a terror cell, said a radical terror cell in each of America's 50 states. This map doesn't show it, but it does show terror cells. I'm trying to remember the one in Kentucky. One of my buddies, let me see if I can find it. One of my friends talked about the one, he said he was at an event, and a guy who was part of one of the Muslim radical groups threatened him. Threatened to kill him. That was in Kentucky. So the radical cells, there's 1, 2, 3. I see 3 in LA, 1 in New Mexico/Mexico, another in Colorado, a couple in Colorado, 2 in Oklahoma, 1 in Texas. These things are all over the place. And as I said, I don't think this covers them all. I'm going to look at another. Oh, we're out of time. Well, all I can tell you is Google it. You'll see it. Don't be afraid of it, but it's there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.